In this bulletin, a breakthrough in climate policy as the Nationals give conditional support to commit to net zero emissions by 2050. Victoria to enjoy statewide travel from Friday. And in soccer, the Matildas prepare for second friendly match against Brazil. With the latest SBS News, I'm Alan Lee. The Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce says his party has secured a better deal for rural and regional Australia in giving its conditional agreement to stronger climate goals. After a week of internal wrangling, Nationals MPs late yesterday announced they would give their in-principle support to a government commitment to reach net zero emissions by 2050. But the Nationals won't reveal what conditions they've put on the government, and they wouldn't confirm if they've asked for an extra cabinet position. Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce says the Nationals have ensured that regional Australia won't be left behind in the formulation of climate policy.
We are making sure that as we go forward, that the people of regional Australia are in a better position than the terms and the process that were initially delivered to us. We are in support of a process going forward that would go towards a 2050 emissions target. Obviously, that's dependent upon what we see in the Cabinet submission, reflecting the conversations and the agreements between myself and the Prime Minister.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has welcomed the National Party's in-principle support for the net zero emissions target by 2050. Those in Melbourne and regional Victoria will be able to reunite this week for the first time in months as the state is set to ease more of its restrictions. Statewide travel will be permitted from this Friday when 80% vaccination coverage is expected. Masks will no longer need to be worn outdoors, and indoor entertainment venues, gyms and retail can reopen for fully vaccinated patrons. Fiona Davidson from regional tourism operator Big Four Apollo Bay says the business has been inundated with phone calls for the Melbourne Cup long weekend.
It's absolutely fabulous. Like, we are so excited as a town down here, and we're just so excited for all our Melbourne customers, because I know they've been doing it really, we know that they've been doing it really tough.
New South Wales school students in years 2 to 11 will return to the classroom today for the first time in months. 9 schools have been temporarily closed for deep cleaning after positive COVID cases since reopening to some students last week. Premier Dominic Perrottet says there may be more COVID outbreaks.
There'll be challenges along the way. We know that. We've had a number of schools close, but the alternative is to keep all schools closed. We're not doing that. We need our kids back learning again. We need our kids socialising.
Pope Francis has urged countries not to return migrants and refugees to insecure countries. European Union leaders are struggling to overcome their differences on how to handle immigrants, an issue that feeds support for nationalist and populist groups across the EU. The United Nations this week demanded an inquiry into what it called unnecessary and disproportionate force by Libyan security forces to detain African migrants, shooting dead some of those trying to escape. In his Sunday blessing, Pope Francis compared the violent and inhumane conditions experienced by many refugees to those of concentration camps.
Esprimo la mia vicinanza alle migliaia di migranti, rifugiati.
I express my closeness to the thousands of migrants, refugees and other people who need protection in Libya. I never forget you. I hear your cries, and I pray for you. Many of these men, women and children are subjected to an inhumane violence.
To sport, and the Matildas are resting and now preparing for a second friendly match against Brazil on Tuesday night. Forward Remy Simpson became the 216th Australian woman to make her senior international debut when she took the field against Brazil on Saturday night. A 3-1 victory gave coach Tony Gustafsson his first taste of a Matildas win on Australian soil. But for Remy Simpson, she's recently had a small taste of life as a professional footballer in Europe and is keen on a future club move overseas. While a first Matildas appearance in front of a home crowd was a thrill for the 21-year-old, it was an experience in the weeks before Saturday's friendly match which may prove life-changing. Simpson was joined by fellow A-League women talent Courtney Nevin, Kyra Cooney-Cross and Jamila Rankin in a chance to train with the Danish club Fortuna Hjørring for a fortnight.
We were notified before the last camp that us Australian based players that would be playing in the W League this season would have the opportunity to go train with a professional club in Europe over the span of a couple of weeks before this camp. And we jumped at that opportunity because it's not every day you get to taste test European football. It's a great experience, and I'm very grateful that I could have that opportunity.
And now for a look at today's weather. Showers for Perth, a high of 20, 22 in Adelaide and sunny, partly cloudy in Melbourne, a high of 15. A shower or two clearing in Hobart, 14 degrees, 18 in Canberra and partly cloudy. Possible showers for Wollongong, 19 degrees the high, in Sydney partly cloudy and 22. Similar conditions for Newcastle, 25 the high, in Brisbane showers and a possible storm with a high of 28. Partly cloudy in Cairns, 32 the high and 33 in Darwin and partly cloudy. And that's the latest SBS News and Sport. I'm Alan Lane.